Blackstone Audio presents Never Tell Our Business to Strangers by Jennifer Massia. To Eleanor and Johnny, for refusing to live a normal life. Lady Bracknell. Are your parents living? Jack Worthing. I have lost both my parents. Lady Bracknell. To lose one parent, Mr. Worthing, may be regarded as a misfortune. To lose both looks like carelessness. Oscar Wilde, The Importance of Being Earnest. Never Tell Our Business to Strangers. Prologue. If I had my way, this is how my life would be. I'd sleep in as usual, because my workday starts at 4:30 p.m. When I finally stirred around noon, I'd check my phone and see that I've already missed two calls from the same number. I'd call my mother and make plans for Sunday dinner with my parents at their apartment just over the Verrazano Bridge in Staten Island, starring The Sauce, a cooperative effort involving tomato paste, meatballs, sausage, and a large sheet of pork fat for flavoring. Accompanying the sauce would be a tomato, onion, garlic, and olive oil salad, no lettuce, in one of their good blue Arabia ware pasta bowls from Finland. I detested this tomato and onion salad, no lettuce, but I'd make use of it anyway, as the tomato and onion-infused olive oil was especially good for dipping the soft, warm Italian bread they'd heated up in the oven. As I sipped my wine, I'd be force-fed a curious cocktail of my mother's kvetching.